churches to be built to God's glory, May 27. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house, he prosperously effected. Nearly 3,000 years ago, by divine appointment, the temple was built in Jerusalem. The nation of God's choice had been greatly favored. They dwelt in costly houses while they still worshipped God in the curtained tabernacle. Here the Shekinah, the visible emblem of God's presence, dwelt between the cherubim, and out of the perfection of beauty God shined. There have been times when it seemed necessary to worship God in very humble places, but the Lord did not withhold His Spirit nor refuse His presence because of this. It was the best His people could do at the time, and if they worshipped Him in spirit and in truth, He never reproved or condemned their efforts. The Lord reminded David of the lowly position he was in when He called him and entrusted him with great responsibilities, and He would have him ever bear in mind that his prosperity and success came through the blessing of God and not through any inherited goodness that he possessed. Although God did not allow him to carry out the wish of his heart, He granted him the next highest honor, that of entrusting the work to his son. Solomon received special wisdom from God. Yet Solomon did not find among the workers of his nation and religion those qualifications, that fine skill, that he deemed essential to carry forward the work of building a temple for the God of heaven. He was therefore obliged to send away for artisans, people who would do justice to the responsible work entrusted to them. We have no command from God to erect a building that will compare for richness and splendor with the temple, but we are to build a humble house of worship, plain and simple, neat and perfect in its design. Then let those who have means look to it that they are as liberal and tasteful in erecting a temple wherein we may worship God as they have been in locating and building and furnishing their own houses. Let them manifest a willingness and a desire to show greater honor to God than themselves. Let them build with nicety, but not with extravagance. Let the house be built conveniently and thoroughly so that when it is presented to God He can accept it, and let His Spirit rest upon the worshippers who have an eye single to His glory. Let everyone, old and young, bring gifts and donations to help in building a house for God.